I was walking down the street just to pick my nose, and the ground beneath my feet was hot between my toes. I went to Mike's apartment to see if he was there, but instead I found a grizzly bear. Mike had grown a beard. It was about 5 feet long. He looked like ZZ Top crossed with Sasquatch. He was drinking a beer, working on his manifesto. It was 10,000 pages long. He said he had 10,000 more to go. Now here we go. Looked around the apartment to see what I could find, cause Mike was acting extra strange this time. I found some equations on napkins he had saved, and I started to discover why Mike needed a shave. He was working on a way that he could travel through time and see his grandparents when they were only 9. He sent me to the store for some plutonium ore. I figured it was worth a try, so I said, from the government came to the house, and they said we better come with them quick, cause a fella from the future was on his way. Now he's gonna cancel our lives like a check. So we hopped in the backseat of their black sedans, and they took us to an underground cave. With plutonium ore still in his hands, Mike started to ramble and rave. He said, give me a flux capacitor, and they handed him one they had handy. He said, I'll need 1,000,000 gigawatts. They said, that's no problem, sir, that's just dandy. Then he hooked some alligator clips to his nipples, and his hair shot straight up in the air. And even though his beard was now up his nose, he didn't really seem to care. And then the world seemed to change, like a wave was passing through. And I think Mike tried to smile, but he was gone. And I wonder what his grandparents were gonna think when they found this Sasquatch man with alligator clips on his nipples. They probably think, ooh,